ABC Radio Australia.
A rental listing for an apartment in the PNG capital sparked accusations of racial discrimination within the real estate industry in Port Moresby. Screenshots of the listing, in which the owner stated that he would prefer expatriates only, were shared widely on social media. Now, it's since been removed, but not before it caused a lot of anger. While some people, though, defended the landlord's right to choose their tenant. But as Lauren Beldy reports, whatever your opinion, the post is certainly a reminder of just how prohibitive the Port Moresby housing market can be.
It was just your average rental listing for a two-bedroom apartment in East Barroco, except for one sentence. It read, "The landlord prefers expatriate clients only, as all current tenants are all expatriate." The statement angered Port Moresby local Emmanuel Narakobi, who took to Facebook to call out what he suggested was a form of economic segregation. And many users agreed, with one commenting,
"The PNG government must act quickly to protect its citizens. This is your country, and such discrimination and racist advertisements should not be allowed."
But others said they could understand why a landlord, who in this case, it's reported, was Papua New Guinean himself, would want an expatriate tenant.
"Most landlords preferred expatriate tenants simply because they look after the property and abide by the tenancy agreement. Unlike Papua New Guineans, who have the whole tribe, loud music, drunkards, fighting, damaging the property, never-ending laundry, and the list goes on."
"I've been in real estate here for 34 years, and this is, as far as I can recall, the first instance of its type that I've come across."
The president of the Real Estate Industry Association in PNG, Mike Quinn, says its members adhere to a code of ethics, which includes not discriminating based on race, but that the agency in this case is not a member. Mr. Quinn says that he rarely sees explicit discrimination in the real estate industry, but there are other issues that can make it difficult for Papua New Guineans to find rentals.
"Maybe there's implications from time to time, but they're certainly not explicit. And generally speaking here, the market is driven by the actual value of the rent rather than the nature of the people going in there. Other issues that more often than not are taken into consideration are the size of families and that style of thing. And we quite often find Papua New Guineans tend to have rather large and extended families and often units and things they can't accommodate."
Professor Eugene Ezebilo is the head of the Property Development Program at the National Research Institute. He also says requests specifically for expatriates are uncommon, and in this case he thinks it may have been a mistake. Often, he says, the preference is for corporate clients rather than individuals.
"PNG National comes through a corporate, then I don't think there's any problem. But going as an individual, just because, you know, the property developers at the same time, they are risk averse. That to say, they don't want to take risk. Because, you know, someone may get into the house, maybe at the end of the day, they may default. So you have to reduce the tendency of defaulting. So that's one of the reasons that real estate agent, they prefer corporate individuals.
And therein lies another problem with the housing market in PNG.
Rent is too damn high. What? People working 8 hours a day, 4 hours a week, and a third job. What you gonna do with a lot of rent?"
Jimmy McMillan became an internet sensation running for political office in New York, declaring that the city's rental prices had spiraled out of control. 6 years later and half a world away, it's a sentiment many Papua New Guineans might share. Port Moresby is routinely cited as one of the most expensive cities in the world for accommodation. Professor Ezebilo says there are no laws when it comes to price controls for properties, meaning the more that corporates and executives are willing to pay, the higher the rents can get.
"The price is left to be determined by demand and supply. So there's no any regulation in terms of regulating the price of houses."
Eugene Ezebilo also cites a shortage of manpower, materials and land as reasons why many new developments are aimed at high salary tenants to maximise profits. And for those seeking to buy rather than rent, the process can be difficult there too.
"The low-income group and some middle-income group, they miss out because it's difficult for them to meet the requirement. For example, for someone to buy a house and someone wants to seek loan, the person will need to pay 10% value of the house upfront. So many people often find it difficult to, you know, to afford that 10%. And at the same time, the price of houses is quite high. At the same time, it's so that most of the initiatives are focused towards a home ownership scheme. There's no initiative for affordable house rent scheme.